Now, welcome on the call, the head coach of the Delaware Blue Hens, Ryan Carty. Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, guys.
Another tremendous performance, another fast start for your team on the road at Towson. You went 51-13. Just talk about that start and how well you felt like your team played.
Yeah, it was, it's been something we've been, hoping for to see us kind of come out of the gate and start fast. We did. It obviously gives you a little bit of a leg up as you, in confidence and in momentum a little bit and hoping that you can keep the pedal down. And, the guys played really well and played hard and finished the game. So it was fun to see.
First question this morning from Dan Steenkamer. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Rob. Thanks a lot. Coach Carty, rightfully so. We've talked a lot about Marcus, but Quincy Watson also had double digit carries, of course, on Saturday. He's a vet, but we haven't, I mean, with the depth of the running back room, it seems like it's shaken out a certain way where we might not see him as often, but got to see him on Saturday. I mean, what can you say about Quincy, the way he kind of handles his role and what he was able to do on Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, Quincy's just been such a great leader and teammate for us. Obviously talented enough to play at most schools. And talented enough to play here, just has been buried a little bit in carry numbers. I mean, not really in the depth. He's been a great special teams player for us, great practice team guy for us. And then obviously when his number gets called, he's always been ready and successful. And so, we're excited that he's on our team because he's one of those guys that's going to give you in a situation where, it's week 7 and or 8 or whatever we're in right now. And he's needed to get called upon to get double digit carries. And he goes in there and does a great job because that's the way he practices. And that's the way he has his mindset as a starter. And then, wherever we put him in, whenever we put him in, he's going to make sure that he makes the most of those situations, carries, pass protections, pass routes.
Next question from Kevin Trestling. Good morning, Kevin.
Morning, Rob. Thanks. Hey, Ryan. Hey, Coach, you said you thought after the game on Saturday that Zach Marker was okay. How okay is he, and will he be able to play this week, do you think?
Yeah, we're still not sure about any of our injuries, to be honest with you. So we're trying to feel it out during the week, and we're gonna play whoever's ready. Whoever's healthy and ready, we'll have him prepared and go out there and give Elon a fight.
Hey, Coach, you guys obviously had a humbling afternoon when you went down to Elon last year. How does that give you guys, a lesson, but also some incentive going into this Saturday's game against those guys?
Yeah, we don't talk too much about, the prior seasons here, not as a rule, just kind of, it's not what we're really worried about. We're worried about our process and things that we do, right now with this team, especially in this day and age. I mean, there's only a handful of guys that actually were out there on the field that day and that are still playing for us right now. And, but it is something that sticks with you a little bit. There's for sure, Elon took it to us last year, and that was one of those games where, players, coaches, we all got beat that day, and there was pretty much a butt whooping. So it's something that doesn't leave your memory, even if you want it to. And hopefully we can go out there and play a little bit cleaner, play a little bit more physically, and make the plays when we need to, just like they did last year.
Hey, Ryan, you've been coaching really good 1AA football teams, FCS football teams, for a long time. Is you guys going to November? What are the qualities that you like most about this team that has made it, one of the top teams in the country right now?
Yeah, well, I think the thing that is fun is, and I said it prior to the season, I really hope we're good because it'd be a fun team to win with. I do think this group of guys really enjoys playing football. They enjoy being together. They're okay with doing the little things over and over again and not getting bored with them. Because when it comes to winning late in the season, you really need to make sure that, you don't take those things that feel monotonous and just be like, well, they've worked out okay for the first 8 weeks. I'm going to let it slide this week. And that's how you start to get, a little bit complacent and maybe lose a game, that you shouldn't down the stretch. And so, how do you continue to enjoy the process? And our guys really have kind of bought into our core values, our goals and our standards that we've set. And then we also have fun, good players. It's fun to coach when you have guys that, that you can throw anything at them mentally. And then when they go out there and perform it, they can get it done and process fast and do all that stuff on Saturdays. And so it's been really fun to watch, you know, the way that we play together. I think we play really good complementary football. You know how my thoughts on that doesn't mean you have to run the ball every play. I think we play really good complementary football. Offense, defense, and special teams kind of work together, believe in each other, and know that they'll pick each other up if something goes wrong one side or another.
Thanks, Ryan. Thanks. Appreciate that.
Ryan, next question for Andy Walter. Good morning, Andy. Good
morning. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Andy. Hey,
you started the season using both quarterbacks. You know, when they're both available, you know, can you talk at all about how you might use them when you have them both again, now that they've both proven themselves?
Yeah. I mean, just like anything else, you know, if we have people that are capable, we're going to find ways to put them on the field. And we have, you know, people that we think can change a game one way or another. To keep them on the sideline would be a disservice to our team. And so we're going to make sure that no matter what we, you know, who we have available, that we make sure that we have the ability to move the ball down the field with those people, whether they're in, you know, most of the game, some of the game, at the same time together, we'll be able to place them in situations to be successful and to make our team be able to drive the field.
Thanks.
Ryan, obviously with the offensive numbers that you put up on Saturday, it's easy to talk about that, but the defense, I think your streak got to 13 quarters without allowing a touchdown until they got the one in the fourth. They held Towson. Towson offense had been moving the ball pretty well. What did you like about the way they played, and what has been the key over this stretch of four games where they've basically not given up anything?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of it has to do with game plans and preparation, you know, what we put in, how we practice it. And then, you know, confidence and belief. And I say it on here every week, you know, 11 hats going to the right spots. You know, you get team defense, you know, 11 people going to the ball, you're going to be able to correct some things that might go wrong. As long as we're really running and having effort, being physical up front. And then of course, you know, trying our best to get near quarterbacks. You know, if we get some rushes, some hurries, some sacks, those things will eventually turn into, you know, whether it's fumbles or interceptions, which is obviously the most important thing for us is changing possessions. And so we've gotten a chance to get a couple turnovers in there in that time period, a few sacks, a few TFLs. And those are the things that as a disruptive defense are going to really help. And that's what I consider complimentary about it. You know, those things are going to help us as an offense. Help us get into advantageous special team positions as well, so that we can maybe, you know, go after it. Or we stole a possession on special teams the other day as well, which, you know, especially to kick off. So I consider that almost a defensive special team as well. And so like we were doing a nice job right now at kind of playing together and making sure we believe in each other, believing in the system, believing in our calls, and believing in our preparation.
Just want to dive in a little bit. Obviously, a big game Saturday with Elon. You touched a little bit about last year's game with Kevin, but new quarterback and then a familiar face of running back with Jalen. What are some of the challenges that Elon offense presents for your defense?
Well, I think, you know, both sides, to be honest. Tony does such a nice job with those guys. You know, they're sound. Man, do they have a system on both sides of the ball that they believe in. And you can see it, you know, it's planned. What they do out there, on Saturdays is what they prepared for all week. And, they're so sound, they're talented, kind of at all levels, on offense and defense, and obviously have the capability to put it up both ways on, you know, on offense. You can win in the air and they can win on the ground. And so, you know, it's something that gives you fits as a defensive coordinator, as an offensive coordinator. We're ready for a big time battle up here in Newark.
All right, Ryan, thanks so much for the time here this morning, and I look forward to talking again next week.
Thank you, guys. Have a great one.
All right, you too.